It's time once again for Hawaii's premier automotive repair and maintenance call-in radio show, Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 296-5467. If you'd like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at www.georgenitta.com. And now, here he is, the host of Hawaiian Automotive 101, former race car driver, master automotive technician, and famous for being the mothball mechanic, Mr. George Nita.
Aloha, and thanks for tuning in to Automotive 101. Coming to you live from Honolulu, Hawaii. And we're also live on the web. Anyway, today we'd like to talk a little bit about the price of gasoline. This time 2 years ago, the gas prices was about what it is now. And yet people screamed and yelled about it. People were really upset about the high price of gasoline 2 years ago at this price now. Well, we're back to that price again and nobody's screaming. You see what I mean? The oil companies stick the knife in your back, slowly. And when you scream, they pull back a little bit, then they push it back in. You get accustomed to it, and you don't mind paying. Well, folks, those living on Maui, I'd like to hear from you. How, in Hawaii, can you afford to pay $4.05 for a gallon of gas? Explain that. Beats me. Unbelievable. But if Maui can pay it, you can bet Honolulu is going to pay it too. They're going to raise it. And their thinking is, if Maui can pay it and Maui is not saying anything, then let's raise it all across the state. Think about it. It makes sense. It's common sense. If you were the oil company, wouldn't you do the same? Give me a call at 296-5467. For those long-distance people, it's 808-296-5467. Okay, the other thing I'd like to talk about is called mesothelioma. Mesothelioma is asbestos cancer. Cancer of the lung, everything in the body for that matter. When you're around asbestos, it is highly deadly. And auto technicians all over the world are dying from it. It takes a while for the asbestos to kill you. But it does. Now, asbestos was made illegal back in 1979. Well, guess what, folks? Asbestos is back in the clutch material and the brake linings again. They're all coming out of China. So how come our wonderful American government is not stopping it? How come? Well, you go figure that. Mesothelioma is going to continue. And I'm really surprised that there's not more attorneys into this. The lawyers should get into it, but a lot of them don't know anything about mesothelioma. You know, I'd like to talk a little bit about it. You know, like I said to the attorneys, if you break a leg or break an arm, you sue the city or you sue the state or you sue the business that you broke your arm in, and you collect a lot of money for it. Look at that lady that spilled hot coffee on her leg She sued McDonald's. It didn't kill her. No way. But mesothelioma, asbestos, will kill people. And yet, the lawyers have a hard time getting compensation for the victims. What's up with that? This thing is going to kill the people. You can't get compensated. You burn your leg from coffee. Oh, you can get compensated for that. What's the matter with America? Are we flying upside down? Must be. We got to fly right side up. Mesothelioma. And from what I understand, there's only one lawyer in the state of Hawaii that covers that. Just to let you know, I have it. So I'm an advocate against asbestos. How long I got to live? I don't know. And it's all from Napa. My claim is against Napa. We bought parts and asbestos stuff from Napa years and years ago. And they refused to settle with any compensation. So, you go figure. Okay, who's on the line?
We have Andy from Hawaii Kai.
Hey, Andy.
Hey, aloha, George. Oh, I was going to talk to you about something else, but I'm very sorry to hear that you have mesothelioma. My condolences and my best wishes for your good health. I hope you're eating right, exercising, doing whatever else you can to boost your health.
I'll tell you something, Andy. It's all up to the man upstairs.
Well, that is true. So we can help a little.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I'm sorry to hear that, George. And good luck in your getting justice.
Thank you.
Yes. Well, you mentioned the price of oil and the price of gas, I should say, and the oil companies getting us prepared for $4. I believe that's what you said. I only heard the tail end.
Yeah.
Okay. And, well, I disagree to a degree. I mean, I assume if oil companies can collude together or that they can get the politicians in their pockets, they could do such a thing. But because there is competition among oil companies and there's a free big market out there, hopefully that keeps downward pressure on the price. And I'll give you a couple of examples. Costco has a location out in Hawaii Kai that they've been trying to get a gas station. And the community, a lot of people in the community don't want it because they think that it's going to hurt the environment because the gas station will be near the water and it could spill into the water. Yeah.
It will.
But my point is that if Hawaii Kai had another gas station at Costco and they dropped the price real low, then the other gas stations in the area, in order to keep their market share, are going to have a downward pressure on their price also. So the more competition, the better.
Well, let me explain a little bit about Costco's advantage over the mom-and-pop service station. Okay. It's called volume.
Right.
Costco has 16 pumps, so they can pump 16 cars at one time. And their volume is anywhere from 75,000 to 100,000 a day. That's 100,000 gallons a day.
Wow.
And they can afford to make 15 cents profit per gallon and make a whole bunch of money. Whereas mom and pop store, who only can pump six cars at a time, can never ever compete at a 15 cent markup.
Well, here's the way they can compete. They're more conveniently located in your neighborhood.
Yeah, but see, they have lease rent they have to pay.
Right.
Yeah, and the lease rent plus, you know, and the lease rent, by the way, is controlled by the oil companies. They're paying, I think, something like $8,000 or $9,000 a month. And the gasoline, their gallonage per month is anywhere from $50,000 to $65,000 a month.
Well, that oil company, if they charge that mom-and-pop place too much on all these charges, then the mom-and-pop place can't, and the oil company, therefore, can't compete against the Costco.
Well, yeah, they can't. It's impossible. It's just impossible.
In a free market, there are unfairnesses, but there is still, overall, the more players that are competing for the dollar, they...
Yeah, I understand what you're saying. That's why I'm pushing for ethanol, because if ethanol comes in, then you got a new player in the market, they got to drop their prices.
Right, and the only thing I am concerned about trying to push for another entry into the market, as long as it's feasible by itself economically, it'll come in, as long as government or oil companies aren't trying to get the politicians to block it.
So any that's laws, what they're doing.
Yeah, any laws that block competition, I agree with you, we need to abolish those. And we need to abolish the politicians that are supporting them by voting on Election Day, getting out and supporting a candidate that...
I'm glad you said that.
...free market.
Because all of the legislatures are against it.
I see.
I've been talking to them, and they said, no, we don't want ethanol.
There's not one single free market legislator down there?
Nope. Sad, yeah?
And what are the actual laws that are blocking it?
They just don't want it. They said it's no good. And I told them, if it's no good, how come Brazil has been on it for 45 years?
Right.
And how come the Indy Grand Prix cars are on it for the last 2 years?
Okay, very good points you make, but what I'm asking is there a law blocking it, or are you trying to get legislators to give special treatment to ethanol?
No, there's no special treatment. They're blocking it with all kind of restrictions. That's why Gay Robinson on Kauai was supposed to do ethanol 12 years ago, just bankrupt.
But what are they doing to block it? Is there a law that says they have to pay a higher fee, or they have to...
Well,
they
come
regulations?
Up with... Yeah, they come up with all these silly kind of regulations.
Okay, then I'm opposed to that. That's right. There should be no silly regulations or roadblocks to more competition.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They don't invite it. They stop it. In fact, that is the mentality of Hawaii. Anti-business.
Really? Well, as a small businessman myself, and you're a small businessman, we both can relate to that.
Yeah.
Really.
So... You know,
your advocacy is greatly appreciated. Your program is another alternative to the main press here, which they're either lazy and they don't report on the issue, or
they can't.
Somehow they have a pack mentality. They don't want to go outside of what other members of the media are reporting and just keep it safe.
No, they can't. You see, the oil companies will call them and say, "Hey, you're running all these things against us. We're going to pull our commercials."
Yeah, there you go.
Then that's it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and what we're going to do. In fact, if you notice, my radio show is the only one in Hawaii that has a disclaimer in the beginning and the end.
Yeah, you pointed that out, and that's so true, too.
Why is that?
By telling the truth, it's controversial.
That's right.
Well, I love the fact that you're controversial. It's great.
Thanks.
Thanks. Aloha.
Take care. Aloha. Okay. Well, who we have next?
We have Rob from Ainahaina.
Hey, Rob.
Hi, George.
What's up?
I thought I'd get to class early today.
Okay. Good idea.
Thank you. George, I was listening to Andy's conversation with you.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I was recalling, as you were mentioning to him, about the legislators and how they blocked it.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember when somebody, this is quite a few years ago, was trying to find out who was getting contributions from the oil companies.
Mm-hmm.
And this is when Sonny from Kapolei, also known as Senator Fred Hemmings,
okay,
was talking on the air, and somebody, called in and just totally pegged him down on it.
Mm-hmm.
And he had to admit that he was receiving electoral contributions from Chevron of Hawaii.
Mm-hmm.
But then he tried to kind of pass it off as, oh, well, you know what, they don't give me as much as they give the rest of those guys, right?
Mm-hmm.
But then I thought, but that still means that you owe them something, right?
Right.
So I was thinking that I'm not sure if Andy, you know, knows about that, but I heard it from my own ears.
Mm-hmm.
And Fred Hemmings has never, ever talked about, he's talked everything except for ethanol.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, George?
Yep, that's right.
What did we, that day he called and didn't yep. want to introduce himself as who he really was?
Mm-hmm.
And then I had to call in and kind of bring him, you know, bring him out. Yeah?
Yep.
And all he's talked about is what? Hydrogen and mm-hmm. all this kind of...
All the impossible things.
Yeah, all this stuff that is whatever. But as I've been listening to this whole thing, George... There was a representative from New Hampshire, this Bernie, I forget his name, but I heard him saying that they are, as you know, as we're speaking, you know, the next move now is the cap and trade. You've heard something about that from other callers,
mm-hmm.
but they literally want to cram down photovoltaic and wind mills down our country's throat.
Mm-hmm.
And they're not talking ethanol either.
Mm-hmm.
They're talking all that other stuff.
In fact, you know what the oil companies are doing now in America? They have to put in ethanol in the gas, right?
Yes, sir.
They buy the ethanol from Brazil.
That's right.
They don't patronize American ethanol refineries.
And wasn't it them?
What's up with that?
And didn't Obama just give Brazil
$6 billion
to go drill for oil?
Not to drill for oil. That's to build ethanol refineries for America.
Oh, okay.
That's for our reserve. For when oil runs out, they have our reserve in Brazil.
Uh-huh.
You see?
And I remember that senator's name is Bernie Sanders, and boy, I tell you, he is way out there on the Looney Tunes left.
Yeah, because people have been asking me, if ethanol is so good, how come the refineries in America is shutting down? Well, hello, the refineries have nobody to sell to. They're going to shut down.
Mm.
And the oil companies know this. So they, instead of patronizing American refineries, they buy from Brazil.
Yeah, the web is so...
That's dirty.
Yeah, it's so sticky and pilau.
Yep.
And, you know, George, because of all of the information and technology and just the way information is available now, I mean, they just can't hide a lot of this stuff anymore from us.
You know, they put it right on the table and people still vote for them.
Oh, well, there you go. Wow. With that, I bid thee adieu.
Okay, Rob.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, we'll be right back after this short break. You're listening to Automotive 101 with George Nika.
Whether it's your fuel system, your steering, carburetor, or injector systems, using Royal Purple products with its extended oil life saves time, money, and the environment. Royal Purple's superior oxidation stability means oil changes can be extended up to 12,000 miles or more, depending on the equipment.
For the health of your car and the longevity of your engine, use only Royal Purple.
On Oahu, Royal Purple products are available at Fluger Honda Yamaha, New City Nissan, Quick Fix Cycles, Harvey Maeda on Kauai, and Maui Toyota on Maui.
Is your furry four-legged friend getting a bit too furry? Then call Fur Styling by Tammy. With 22 years of experience, Fur Styling by Tammy specializes in all types of dogs. Located on 8th Avenue in Kaimuki, Fur Styling by Tammy also features the latest in organic food, treats, and shampoos for your dog. Keep your dog healthy and looking good. Call Tammy at 732-5715. That's 732-5715.
Okay, we're back rolling again, and how's Rolling Bob?
Hey, George, Rolling Bob here. You know, George, remember when we talked about Toyota
mm-hmm.
and the gas pedals?
Yep.
Did you hear about the General Motors recall today?
Nope.
No, because they snuck it in. Do you know why?
Hmm.
Who owns General Motors now?
Uncle Sam.
Exactly.
You think there's going to be people lined up for this recall?
Nope.
No, they announce it on Saturday morning when nobody's paying attention. So I'm going to tell you what it is. General Motors is recalling the 2010 2500 and 3500 heavy-duty vans because they catch fire. So here's their warning. And then they said that they're asking people not to sell, not they're not selling anymore the vans. They don't want people to drive the vans. And here's the exact quote. Van owners are being asked to keep the vehicles outside, away from buildings, and if owners are capable, to disconnect the vehicle battery cable. Now, mm-hmm. how is that for a problem?
Yeah. That's General Motors.
Yeah. Oh, man.
I remember way back when the NBC was trying to prove that the Chevy trucks explode when broadsided?
Oh yeah, and they put the they put explosives under the truck to make mm-hmm. it. Yeah, it's an interesting time. But anyway, so that's it. Except for it's a sad day for me, George.
Why?
I went to breakfast this morning. They gave me a senior discount.
Wow! You're 85 years old.
No, I was telling Wanda the story, and I just looked at the waitress and said, I didn't ask for a senior discount. Why would you give me a senior discount?
Because you look like you're 85 years old.
And that's what we had her laughing. She was going. So anyway, I told her I was going to mention it on the radio today. So anyway, we're just teasing you, Teresa. But it was funny. She's like, oh, my God, I didn't mean
it. You know this guy with a Celine?
Uh-huh.
I think you've seen him in the shop.
Yeah.
Steve Mix.
Yeah, Steve, yeah.
That he chromed and polished up all his engine parts and everything.
Uh-huh.
Well, we finally got the car running, and he's screaming up and down, how come the supercharger's not spinning? The supercharger pulley, he said, is not spinning. It was so shiny, he couldn't make out if it was spinning or not.
Oh, no.
And he's getting hysterical that it's not spinning.
Yeah, and I know Steve. I can see him, too.
Yeah. He's yelling away, the supercharger's not spinning.
Oh, no. You know what that means. It's time for eyeglasses.
No, that means it's time to paint his pulleys black again so he can see it spinning.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's true. Or you put
it's
the
too
little,
shiny.
Yeah, or you put, don't you put like a little one-inch stripe on it?
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah, so yeah. Then you can tell. Yeah.
I'll tell him that. Let's paint half of it black. Then
yeah.
You know it's spinning.
Right. Well, anyway, I'm going to go down and look for my wheelchair and my walker.
Okay.
So, as always, take care of your car. It'll take care of you. We'll talk to you next week. Aloha.
Thanks, Bob. Well, he is getting old, you know. People got to tell him that. I guess the waitress is trying to hint to him, hey, you're getting old.
Or maybe she was just being nice and wanting to give him a discount, so.
Oh.
He said, I'll just give you a senior discount.
Yeah, he passed for senior. So, give us a call at 296-5467, 5467, 808-296-5467, okay? And if you have any questions about the car, gas, whatever, or anything, we talk about anything concerning your car. Anyway. Talking about gas, lots and lots of people are having damaged engines. And they're thinking that it's head gaskets or something like that. It's actually melting pistons. The pistons are melting because they're using 87 octane. 87 octane is really 84. And that's the biggest American word, if you read the owner's manual, in all of the cars, minimum octane is 87. Okay? Yes, on the pump it's labeled 87, but it is not really 87, it's 84. Okay? Again, the state allowed the oil companies to do it. So how come they allow it in Hawaii, but not on the mainland? What's wrong? What's up with that? What's up with our lawmakers, folks? This is election years. Please wake up. Get them out of office. Ooh, they're going to be waiting outside the studio now. Anyway, at the car show, they have electric cars. You know, let's move it up a bit, folks. What are you going to do when there's no oil left? Oil makes electricity in Hawaii. Okay? On the mainland, they got dams. Water makes the electricity. Hawaii has dependency on oil. We don't have oil. How are you going to run your car? There's no electricity. If we're allowed to make ethanol in Hawaii, making ethanol will also make electricity in the same time, because the bagasse, the rubbish from making ethanol, will be burnt to make electricity. So we will have electricity and fuel. Great worlds, okay? So anyway, let's go to calls.
We have George from Waimea on the Big Island.
Hey, George.
Hey, hi. Good show as always. I like all the commentary. I got a question about the daytime running lights. Is it necessary to have those things running? Because does it draw on the battery or what? Or don't touch it? Or what do you think?
Well, the daytime running lights actually was made to eat gasoline.
Yep.
Okay?
Okay.
Because it puts more load on the alternator. The alternator drags down the engine, and you start eating gasoline.
See?
But when you do something bad, there's always a good.
Right.
There's no such thing good, good, good.
Yeah.
Where good, they're going to have bad. Bad, going to have good. Well, okay. The good side is a lot of idiots don't turn on their lights.
Right.
So if it's on already, that's a good thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of people you're going to see don't turn on the lights. And that makes it really hazardous for children and seniors, like Bob.
Especially when some guys leave the bar, they're driving 1 mile down the road without lights yet on, you got to flash them.
Yeah, even if you flash them, a lot of them don't realize the light's still off.
Yeah.
You heard the saying, lights on, nobody home?
Yep. So,
this one, lights off, nobody home.
So you're saying no touch it then, just leave them alone, don't mess
with
it.
Yeah, just leave it go.
Okay, yeah, because I got a Toyota Tacoma in, and at one time I figured, you know, try conserve on whatever in the car, so I pulled the switch that said daytime running lights. Did you know that the lights were still running even though I pulled the switch out? It's crazy. So
what air filter you have on that?
I don't know, but it's the 2.4 DLC engine, four-cylinder engine. It's small Toyota Tacoma.
Yeah,
but,
go look for the can and cold air package.
Okay.
Big difference in gas mileage.
Yeah, I'll definitely do that.
That filter is lifetime guarantee. Mm-hmm. If it damages and crumbles, whatever, you get one free.
Yeah, good. Okay. I also had the time to call Harvey. I ordered up some of the Ibez polish.
Oh, okay.
So we talked stories. He's a real nice guy.
Yeah, and Harvey's a nice guy.
Well, yeah, I ended up talking to him almost 1 hour, and we didn't know each other.
So you know, do you know that Harvey also has a carp?
Yep, and I have too. So he's like, we're hitting it off real good, and he had surgery done, and I have to do the same surgery next month. So he was trying to reassure me, no, don't worry, you know. And so we just have hit it off really well.
Oh, good, good, good.
So, and one more thing about this ethanol stuff.
Mm-hmm.
We got to try bring them here because everything he's saying is right. This thing only going to get worse. The oil going to keep climbing up.
Mm-hmm.
The market's being manipulated by these big boys down there with the money, talking to Obama and who else.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing is, if they keep talking about green jobs, whatever, let's kick it off now for Hawaii. Let's show the rest of the states that we can shine. You know what I mean? It's like...
Yep.
We can do something for the people, and we will have the reserves when there's emergency. We don't have to rely on those boats coming over here.
You got it.
To bring us the oil. So I don't know. Everybody got to wake up, like you always say. They got to wake up because this thing's going to hit us hard. We're going to be going into a second dip into this recessionary cycle. So it's like everybody got to get a grip already, you know?
Yeah, talk to Denny, your rep in Kona.
I will definitely do that. So once again, I really enjoyed the show. I know a lot of guys listen, kind of shy like me sometimes, don't like calling, but we still get a lot of good tips from you. That's for sure.
Thank you.
Okay, George.
Aloha.
Okay, aloha.
Who's next?
We have Norris from the North Shore.
Hey, Morris.
Norris, like in Chuck.
Chuck Norris we have. All right, we have a celebrity.
And I'm only 82.
Oh, you're not quite
like your
senior.
I'm 85, but the reason I'm calling, I attended the auto show yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
My favorite car ever was a 1987 El Camino, and they quit making them.
Oh.
And I've been anxiously waiting for them to come back out, and I was told that they were going to reintroduce this fall. Pontiac was going to reintroduce the 2010, reintroduce the El Camino. That was number one, and that's not going to happen. And I noticed at the car show that there was just I'm short, so I love the El Camino because I can put things in the back without getting a stepladder.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the number one. And the number two, there were no campers. I remember, as I mentioned, I'm older. I love that Volkswagen camper. You could take it and camp for a weekend.
Mm-hmm.
No, what's happened?
I don't know.
Well, I'll listen to you on my radio.
Okay. Thanks for calling.
You're welcome.
Talking about the car show, Damian from Rios from Maui Toyota has donated some free tickets. So, Wanda, you have a special trivia for them. The only catch is you got to get it before 4 o'clock today. Okay?
Oh, okay. Well, I got to go look for a trivia.
Okay.
Not the usual one.
No, something easy.
Yeah, that's why. We'll be right back on Automotive 101 with George Nito.
I went to a party, and I remembered what you said. You told me not to drink, Mom, so I had a Sprite instead. I felt proud of myself the way you said I should. I didn't drink and drive, though some friends said I should. I made a healthy choice, and your advice to me was right. As the party finally ended, and the kids drove out of sight, I got into my car, sure to get home in one piece. I never knew what was coming, Mom. Something I expected least. Now I'm lying on the pavement, and I hear the policeman say, "That kid that caused this wreck was drunk." Mom, his voice seems so far away. My own blood's all around me as I try hard not to cry. I can hear the paramedics say, "This girl's gonna die." I'm sure that guy had no idea while he was flying high, because he chose to drink and drive, now would have to die. So why do people do it, Mom, knowing that it ruins life, and the pain is cutting me like 100 stabbing knives? Tell my sister don't be afraid, Mom. Tell my daddy to be brave. And when I go to heaven, put daddy's girl on my grave. Someone should have taught him that it's wrong to drink and drive. Maybe if his parents did, I'll still be alive. My breath is getting shorter, Mom. I'm getting really scared. These are my final moments, and I'm so unprepared. I wish that you could hold me, Mom, as I lie here and die. I wish that I could say, "I love you, Mom." So I love you, and goodbye.
George Nita wants you to remember, please, don't drink and drive. The life you save may be your own.
If you're having trouble with your car, truck, or SUV and don't know who to trust, call George Nita or his son Todd at Nita's Auto Repair. Whether you need a simple tune-up and oil change, new brakes, or a complete engine or transmission rebuild, Nita's Auto Repair offers fast, reliable, and honest service. And Nita's also specializes in automotive air conditioning service. Nita's Auto Repair is experienced in all makes and models, both foreign and domestic. In business since 1965, Nita's Auto Repair is conveniently located in town at 1316 Kaumuali'i Street. Get it fixed right the first time. Call Nita's Auto Repair at 847-5554. That's 847-5554.
According to the editors of Hot Rod Magazine,
we've torn down some of our dyno engines that have been seriously abused, but with Royal Purple in the pan, the bearings have looked new. Royal Purple actually improves the condition of metal surfaces by remaining long after pressure would have been squeezed out of ordinary lubricants. Royal Purple responds to increased pressure with increased viscosity.
To keep your car running its best, use only Royal Purple. On Oahu, Royal Purple products are available at Tiki Cycles Unlimited. On the Big Island, it's Magoo's Auto Parts, Maui Toyota on Maui, and Harvey Maeda on Kauai.
Welcome back to Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 296-5467. If you'd like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at www.georgenitta.com. And now, here's George.
Okay, we're back rolling again. And who's on the line?
We have Bill from Kailua.
Hi, Bill.
Yeah, George. Timing chain, when should it be changed?
What's that?
Timing chain, when should it be changed?
Well, if you're using Royal Purple, you don't need to.
What if I just started to use Royal Purple?
Yeah, you should be okay.
Well, you don't need to change it, like, is it timing belt that needs to be
only
changed?
Only timing belts.
You're safe.
You're good to go.
Unless there's something wrong with the chain, then you gotta change.
Yeah, you're gonna know. See, with a timing chain, the motor will start to get lazy and lag and lope. Then you kind of know it's the timing chain.
What kind of sound will it give out?
It'll rattle.
Oh, rattling.
Yeah.
It's a rattling sound.
Yeah.
Okay. You can look up United States Geological Survey.
Mm-hmm.
They show about 5 states in the United States. It's been estimated that it has over 200 years worth of oil over there. And how come our government is not touching it?
Because not all the oils can be made into fuel. When they drilled and tested it, it was tested junk. I thought any oil can be made into fuel. But when I had a meeting with Shell Oil about 5 years ago, they told me, no, not all the oil can be made into fuel.
And then you are aware of Canada has that oil mixed with sand?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they said that, but it costs a lot of money to pick up the sand.
You know, the no-brainer thing is the human race needs to look at what is good. And the good thing is ethanol. Because the oil thing, the exhaust coming out of your car eats oxygen. Carbon monoxide eats oxygen. If you put an exhaust hose into your house, it'll kill you. But ethanol exhaust makes oxygen. So it's better for the health, better for the world, to be making oxygen instead of taking away oxygen.
Also, you remember back in the 60s and the early 70s,
mm-hmm.
used to have custom gas?
Mm-hmm.
How much octane is that custom gas was then?
108.
Really?
Yep.
Wow. 108.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's what I used to put in my car.
That was the best gas.
Yeah, because it was really, you know, gas at that time was kind of cheap.
Yeah, and but it ran good. It got good mileage. Everything was good with it.
That's why I had really good mileage on the car.
Yeah. See, and the oil companies know this. That's why they dropped the octane in 1975. They dropped the octane so they could bring up the price of gas and get the people with less mileage.
Because they know that it's a moneymaker.
Mm-hmm.
So how has the state been with your ethanol thing?
They're against it.
So then they're going to try to stop you from
mm-hmm.
doing anything with ethanol.
Yep.
But then that would get us right out of the hole, right, as far as fuel.
If they don't want to get out of the hole, they want to tax us more.
Okay, and then you're saying that generators are safe to put the ethanol in.
Oh, yeah. We ran our generators on ethanol.
100%, right?
100%.
And the thing never did any damage to your generator at all?
No. Yeah, as long as the generator motor was four cycle.
As long as it was four cycle?
Mm-hmm. The type of generator is the type that you don't have to put oil into the fuel.
Oh, okay. Now, what about people that have generators that you got to put oil in?
I don't know. We never played with that.
Okay, so just the four is called what you said? Four?
Four cycle. Four stroke.
Okay, so the four stroke don't need oil.
Right.
And that's the one you recommend putting ethanol in.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, George, and what is the best tires to you, for you that you would recommend us buying?
Either Goodyear or BF Goodrich.
Okay, Goodyear or BF Goodrich.
Mm-hmm.
What about Michelin?
It's okay, but you got to look at the dates on the tire. All the Michelins I've been seeing was about 3-4 years old.
Okay.
Brand new in Costco.
Really?
They have the date on the side.
So when it sits, it wears out the rubber?
The rubber loses its elements, and it tends to crack earlier.
So then you've seen tires that people buy that has the date is more close like to what it is right now?
Up to 8 years old.
People that buy the BF Goodrich and the Goodyear, that one, what kind of date would you be looking at?
About the most I saw was 2 years old.
So 2 years old you think is fine?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, but if it's over, how much years old you shouldn't buy it?
Anything 4 and over I wouldn't buy.
Okay, so within 2, if it goes over 4, then you wouldn't touch it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, George.
Thank you.
Okay.
Aloha.
Hello.
Okay, what's your trivia? Let's give away the tickets.
Okay. What high school did George graduate from?
Oh, wow, that's too easy.
Wow.
Okay, give us a call at 296-5467. We got tickets for that new car show. And the only stipulation, you got to answer the trivia. And you got to pick up the tickets by 4 at my office. Okay? 296-5467.
We have Glenn from Waianae.
Hi, Glenn.
Hey, George.
What's up?
I'm not as old as your friend, Rolling Bob. But I remember when you go over Red Hill, you should get sugar cane. You could see sugar cane all the way to Nanakuli. I mean, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. They get rid of the sugar cane land because you got one or two big landowners.
Mm-hmm.
Paying property tax on that at an agricultural rate. Whereas if you build houses, you know, before it was like 5,000 square feet, nowadays it's only like 3,000 square feet a house lot.
Mm-hmm.
And you tax that son of a gun at a residential rate or a commercial rate.
Much more money.
That's it, man, the money.
Mm-hmm. Follow the money.
That's right. That's why they don't want any sugar cane or anything, you know. Pineapple is history too. Well, maybe not on Maui, but every place else, they can generate plenty more money with a little house lot than they can with the big agricultural lots.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
And another thing is, well, we got the best politicians money can buy. When I look at our politicians, they remind me of, you know, kind of bellhops or, you know, at the hotel, they get their hand out. That's what they remind me of. But another thing I wanted to talk about, why did our government give Brazil money for oil exploration?
It wasn't for oil exploration, it was for ethanol.
For ethanol
refineries, because they know that the oil is running out.
Something else. You go look up this name, George Soros.
Mm.
George Soros. That guy, he owned our government.
Mm.
Yeah. Okay, anyway, that's all I had to say.
Okay, thanks for calling.
Okay, bye.
Aloha. Okay, who's next?
Okay, we have Dwight from Mililani.
Hey, Dwight.
Hey, George, can I take a guess on a trivia?
Yeah.
McKinley.
Beep.
Beep. Nini Juan.
Right on.
Okay.
You gotta come get the tickets before four.
Oh, I don't know. Oh, shoot. Maybe not. I don't know.
What time can you come get it?
Not by four. I'm sorry. Well, you can give somebody else then.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Thanks for trying.
All right. Thank you.
Aloha.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Who's next?
Okay. We have Linda from AIA.
Hi, Linda.
Hi.
What's up?
I had the answer to the trivia.
Oh, somebody answered already.
I know, but he can't pick up the tickets, can he?
Okay. You want to pick up the tickets?
She had the right answer, too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You want to pick up the tickets? You got to come before four.
All right. Where?
At my office.
All right.
Okay?
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye. Okay. Who's next? Okay. Now we can continue. They're pushing electric cars anyway at the convention center. Electric cars, if, and that's a big word again, if we had electricity, fine. But there's a lot of factors against it, like high voltage, getting electrocuted in an accident. Another thing is, how are you going to convert all the cars to electric? The people of Hawaii don't have the kind of money to be switching their cars to electric. They can barely afford the car they have now. So, why electric? How are you going to convert 1 million or so cars in Hawaii to electric? You're going to have all of them, throw them away, and buy all new cars? Come on, get real. That's why Brazil went with ethanol, because that's the cheapest, easiest, fastest way to convert to a green car. Let's go to the next call.
We're going to go to break first. We'll be right back with George Nita on Automotive 101.
She's real fine, my 409. She's real fine, my 409, my 409.
Looking for a unique gift? QCase has a perfect solution. Our rich, decadent cupcake lollipops are sure to please. Or give that special someone a sweet treat with a uniquely decorated cupcake. Made from scratch using all natural ingredients, cute cakes truly are too cute to eat and too delicious to just have one. Call us at 381-8881 or 282-4031. Or visit our website at cutecakeshawaii.com.
Why should you or anyone you know use Royal Purple in their cars? Why use Royal Purple at all? Numerous independent tests and user testimonials document performance gains by using Royal Purple lubricants, including increased horsepower and torque, reduced wear, improved fuel economy, reduced heat, and for your part to help the environment, reduced emissions.
On Oahu, Royal Purple products are available at Crestec Cleaning Center, Tiki Cycles Unlimited, Tony Nissan Volkswagen. On the Big Island, it's Magoo's Auto Parts.
Okay, we're back rolling again. And before we get to that next call, I'd like to announce that Mario Yano has a really neat, I call it a safe, that will slide into your trailer hitch on your car or truck. Then you can keep your keys, your money, or whatever when you go to the beach. You don't have to lose your key and call home for another key. Or businesses where the delivery guy locks the keys in the car. There's a spare key in the back on a hitch. Anyway, give Mario a call at 497-7739 and he can better explain it to you. Okay? I recommend using the IBIZ wax. That's IBIZ wax. That's the best wax out. It's very easy, liquid. You do a small section at a time. You do not let it dry. Wipe on, wipe off. Just like Karate Kid. Okay? You can get it from Todd at 294-8500. Or you can get it from Harvey Maeda at 245-6523. Harvey's a nice guy. Give him a call. Okay, let's go to calls.
We have Bucky from Kaneohe.
Hey, Bucky.
Hi, you, Judgey.
How are you?
Hey, ever since you ran out of that special gas, man, I'm thinking about putting nitrous on my ranchero.
No.
The ground somehow.
No. Just be patient. Ethanol is on his way.
Yeah, by the time you get it, I got to hook up nitrous by that time. Damn, the ranchero is too heavy. I need something with a little bit more power in that motor.
Well, brother, you could go to the gym and exercise.
Take the car to the gym.
Yeah.
Hey, you played that commercial. I turned the radio off. I forgot to turn it back on.
Why?
Oh, you know that commercial. I told you about that commercial.
Which one?
The one the girl talking about drinking and driving.
Oh, does it get to you?
Remember, I was talking to you one day down your shop. I said, oh, that thing gets to me, man.
I know. I hope it gets to everybody.
So every time that commercial come on, I turn the radio off, and then sometimes I forget to turn them back on.
Oh, boy, you're funny.
What do you think about putting the racing gas, 1 gallon, every time I fill up?
You're wasting the money.
Oh, nah.
Yeah. Put mothballs.
Huh?
Put mothballs.
I've been putting that for years.
Yeah.
I think I put that ever since we was racing down Kahuku.
Me too.
Yeah, that's how I learned.
Anyway, ethanol should be on its way in about a month.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I'm going to get back again then.
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Okay.
So I got to hold off on the nitrous for a while then.
Yeah.
Okay, Josh.
Thanks for calling.
What about El Camino's? Why don't you hear nobody talk about rancheros?
It's four, that's why.
Yeah, the last show they had at Windward Mall.
Yeah?
Had about 100 cars there. Never had one ranchero. Mine was the only one.
Yeah, see? You're special.
I had only dummy running one ranchero.
Okay.
Okay, Judge.
Thanks. Aloha. Okay, who's next?
We have Pat from Kalihi.
Hi, Pat.
Hi. Just wanted to point out that you're doing a terrific job in keeping us conscious about the values of ethanol, and that what's often overlooked is because the state of Hawaii government $5 billion annually to operate, and it's probably going to cost us more now, especially if we're going to accommodate education without furloughs, $5 billion a year. Well, on the other hand, $7 billion a year is exported out of Hawaii to Indonesia for crude oil. Now, turn that around. If we had $7 billion worth of ethanol exported to, let's say, California, we'd have $7 billion coming into Hawaii.
That'd be nice, yeah.
And we don't have it. Theoretically, we wouldn't have a furlough issue with kids not going to school. The other thing I think you brought up that was an excellent point was how clean the exhaust from ethanol is. With a jet engine tested in LAX at Los Angeles Airport, it took a smog emission device on the exhaust, and the engine was being run with ethanol, brand new device, and the needle wasn't moving at all. And the testers, the researchers thought they had a defective device to measure the smog, the exhaust. But when they put it in front of the jet engine that was sucking in the polluted air from Los Angeles, the needle jumped, which points out that the exhaust is much cleaner and would actually help benefit some places like Los Angeles.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
And the other thing that people often challenge because of the propaganda the oil industry is putting out is that with ethanol, I think you've pointed out it runs cooler. Last 3 times as longer. The engines last 3 times longer.
Oh, yeah.
And this is why it's chosen as the Indy 500 preferred fuel. And when U.S. Air Force jet bombers and fighters fly into enemy territory, they switch to ethanol because the exhaust leaves nothing to be detected by the rockets that are fired by the enemy to down those aircraft.
That's right.
So they can't. Those missiles cannot detect the aircraft because the fuel exhaust is so clean.
Yep.
then the other thing is the jobs that diethanol would provide Hawaii, all those people that got laid off from the plantations could could look forward to getting their jobs back. All
that's
that fallow land on the big island, Kauai, Maui, that's no longer being used to grow sugar cane.
Molokai.
Molokai would all become productive.
You got it.
And we'd have a way to also preserve our water supply.
You got it.
So there's all kinds of benefits.
Mm-hmm.
Now, think about this. If you're an executive and you're making $7 billion a year in the oil industry, couldn't you afford to pay $1 million to each legislator to keep quiet?
Sure. It's only a drop in the bucket.
Do that one time, you don't have to pay $1 million to the legislator every year. And you're making $7 billion every year.
Yep. Best investment you can make.
Yep. Thank you.
Thanks for calling. Okay. 296-5467.
We had a caller. Didn't want to go on the air, but he wants to know where can he find the mothballs with the naphthalene in it.
Well, the easiest place to find it, where I find it, is Long Struggs.
He said he couldn't find it there.
Yeah, you got to keep going. Because people buy them by the box. And not one little box. They buy them by the case. Because it's hard to find. And this guy, talking about case and stuff like that, this guy, Steve Mix, when we had ethanol, I told him, hey, Steve, you should buy them by the gallon, the drum. Instead of 2 gallons at a time. Tell me, nah. And then when it was all gone, he wanted the drum. Anyway, who's next?
We have Lee from the Big Island.
Hi, Lee.
Hey, George, how are you?
Okay, and yourself?
Oh, good, bro. Hey, I'm glad to hear you saying all this about ethanol. For 10 years, I've been telling people that we blew it when the sugar cane went under, that we never put in one ethanol plant over in Hamakua. But nobody seemed to be interested, yeah?
Yep.
But I had a comment on the electric cars. I read another criticism. I can't remember where I read this, but they said that if they start selling great numbers of electric cars and these people are going to all plug them in at home for charge them overnight, that the neighborhoods are not wired to handle this amount of electricity coming in. You know, like if everybody
That's
in the neighborhood
right.
had one, they overload the transformer, they blow out the electric
system. That's right.
You know, so the infrastructure is not there for everybody to be driving those buggers. Yeah?
You got it.
All right, bro.
Thanks for calling.
God bless.
Aloha. That's right. But people don't think. That's why they vote for the same guys back in office. Think, folks. We got to save Hawaii. It's up to us. It's not going to come out of the clear blue sky. It's going to come from everyone living in Hawaii. Well, I'd like to thank all the callers for calling in. They're great. You're all great for tuning in. I'm going to say again, please take care of each other. Taking care of each other is worth more than anything in the world. And we can make it. In numbers, we're strong. And departed were weak. Drive carefully, don't drink and drive, and I'll see you all next week. Aloha.
The views and opinions expressed in the preceding program do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of AM690 KHNR. AM 690.